True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you, as always, by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service. We are always buying and selling pretty much every kind of gold and silver, scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds, you name it, we be buying it. And we're always selling it. We're doing a lot of investing, investment guidance, and of course, you know, we're just in the business in general. We're a high volume, low margin dealer. Honesty, integrity, and professionalism is our motto. And that actually means something to us. Those words are strong to put out there. I think in our business, it's important, to do. And over the years, I will admit, we've had to sharpen our knife and become better at what we do. And we've learned from mistakes. When you run a business for 20 some years, you're going to have to make changes. And all those changes are always in the customer's benefit, in the customer's favor. It's just our heart's desire is to do as right as we can do. I want to touch a little bit on some Proverbs today. I'll talk a little bit quickly here about money. I'm going to bounce. I want to get into some Proverbs today. But one thing is, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Again, that's Proverbs 11:1. Think about this. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And there's other scripture that says, you know, he cares about all the weights in the bag. Okay, so you got to think back when this was written, how did a scale work, right? A scale had two sides, and you put weight on one side and to weigh whatever it was. Usually the weighing was in relation to money. It was gold and silver. It was stuff of value and worth, and people would have false weights. They would have fake weights. In order to take advantage of people. I got taken advantage of one time. I went to the International Antique Show in Florida, and I had taken a large amount of cash with me on the airplane and got harassed pretty good by TSA. And even though the laws state that domestically you can transport as much cash as you'd like, they gave me a hard time. So when I got to Miami, I got confronted by the DEA, and they followed me. And it was just not, you can imagine, not one of the more pleasant experiences of my life. So I had this large amount of cash, and I had to deal with it because I didn't want to go through that again on the way back. So I went around the show floor, and pretty much said, look, I'll pay you full melt for any scrap gold. I went and bought up as many coins as I could from people. I pretty much bought all the coins out I could find there. And then I bought scrap gold. Long story short, the guy had this scale and we weighed, and it was a significant amount of money I spent. There was a lot. Well into the five figures, and he weighs all this stuff up, and I see him weighing on the scale and everything. I get home. I mean, his scale was false. He had a fake scale that he was doing something. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you calibrate it fake, but he had a fake scale, and he had overcharged me by 10%, and I watched him weigh it. It was not in any way, shape, or form, anything other than the way he calibrated it. I don't know how you do that. I don't know. But the bottom line is, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And so when I talk about, honesty, integrity, and professionalism, the thing that's important to us over time is we refine and tighten how do we... how do we maximize customer profits? How do we maximize, customer benefits from investing And in there have been different markets. You know, there was a, you know, there's markets that definitely favor sellers and buyers. And we are now in the ultimate of ultimate of ultimate buyers markets. Okay. You know, we, oh gosh, you know, post, actually pre 9/11, if you go back to the 90s, it was much like it is now. The late 80s, we ran into hyperinflation, coins went crazy, and then by the 90s, things calmed down, silver and gold got, you know, got settled, and then we had, at the end of the 90s, remember the Y2K thing, people were afraid that the computer rolling over to 2K, to the year 2000 was going to crash the system, and so people really loaded up on a lot of metal then, and it really, the prices hadn't gone up much, but it was starting to. But I, at that point, I didn't buy into the Y2K thing because I had a strong mathematics and computer background. And I'll be honest, I was the worst person to go to because I literally turned people away. I had ladies come in with hundreds of thousands of dollars that were like, I want to buy gold because of the Y2K thing. And, you know, and really, I wasn't thinking clear. I because it wasn't, you know, first of all, that's not good business to turn people away. But secondly, I was like, this is a really not going to happen. Well, I wasn't thinking about the value of the gold because everybody who bought, you know, for Y2K, basically afterwards, it just started to climb and climb and climb and climb. You know, then, of course, after that, of all things, we had 9/11, which, you know, gold kind of sat there for a minute in shock, and then it started to get some momentum going. And then the new world began, and the new world, you know, we saw just this constant increase in metals values and coin values and things like that. And then coins got, you know, they just kept getting stronger, stronger, stronger. All, I mean, it just, everything just kept kind of going up and up and up and up and up. And then in about 2013, Obama started to get, some of the world's central banks to manipulate futures contracts drastically. And he started this round-robin method of central banks low, you know, coming in and buying these huge contracts of metals and pushing them down and manipulating them. Folks, do not be fooled by metals prices, okay? There is a fixed amount of metal out there. When you look at the world population, you look at the buying power of metal, you look at the history of metal, what metal should be worth. In other words, by metal, I mean, you know, gold and silver, et cetera. You look at what it should be worth based on its historical norms and averages. We are so low. I mean, it is low, okay? Now, unfortunately, we created this crazy little thing called the COMEX, okay? Commodities Exchange, right? And that lets everybody trade money or metals or whatever you want to, on paper without having the real stuff. Okay. So I can literally go out, I can buy, well, if I'm, you know, some kind of big buck dude, you know, a 1,000,000 ounce contract on silver. Right. And then I could say, well, I want to take delivery of that. Well, they don't even have that much in reserves. They don't even have half that much barely. And yet they'll allow these large entities to buy these huge contracts, massive contracts on this stuff, right? It makes no sense. It's not right, okay? It's wrong. It's designed to be wrong. It's designed to control. It's designed to manipulate futures and commodities, and it's been used to destroy farmers throughout history. They'll build momentum and then collapse it. And do you know, folks, every time they do this, now, if you own metals, just metals, right, you don't lose anything. And here's what you've got to understand. There's two different ways to own metals. Well, there's more. There's ETFs and all that other stuff. But you can own it on paper or you can own it physically, okay? So first of all, if you own it physically, you don't lose it ever. So, you know, there's two ways to own it. And if you, no matter what anybody does to it, you will always own it. So you don't, that's the whole point. That's why God made it the way it is. It's rare. Okay. People can, you know, get, you know, leave it to the bankers, right, to figure out how to manipulate the price of precious metals over time. Precious metals should be so much higher. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay. So there's people out there that are just constantly obsessing over this all the time. And I don't, I mean, because I know for a fact, the day is coming when it's going to let loose. We've already seen some beautiful runs on it. Have we not? I mean, if you go back, I look at the world pre and post 9/11. I honestly do not believe that the world post 9/11 has anything to do with the world pre 9/11. I believe it's like the, almost like the ancient days and the new days. Okay. We've given up all of our civil rights. I've talked about this. People are like, oh, do whatever you want to me when I get on a plane, as long as I'm safe. Because why? Because you're so afraid that you're going to die that, oh gosh, you can have all my civil rights. You know, just tell me I'm secure. And that's it. You know, tell me I'm secure. Don't, you know, put me through the ringer. Give me the electric wand and the body scanners that are actually x-rays that are just slamming your body with, you know, gamma rays and whatever else it is that causes cancer. The more you travel, I mean, this stuff's bad, folks, you know, and then, you know, metal detectors are fine. That's magnetic. That's not going to hurt you, but the other stuff's terrible. And then, you know, oh, pat me down, touch me where you're, you know, not supposed to. And then, you know, dig in my pockets. I've been through all this. I mean, I've literally been through all of it. You know, they just ransack everything, go through your bags. And I mean, come on. Is some, you guys remember, I mean, they would confiscate a 1-inch long set of nail clippers or a little 2-ounce bottle of Visine, you know, because you're going to blow up a plane with Visine and stuff. So, yeah, right. We're in a different era. Okay. So you can own metals on paper or physically. Right. And what are people doing right now? Paper, paper, paper. Folks, I can't even explain to you how dangerous our system is. I was speaking with a computer guru here recently that the guy is the most brilliant, you know, computer guy I've ever met. I can't even hardly have a conversation. I really can't hardly have a conversation with him just because he's, you know, just because he's on a different plane. But he was talking to me about, you know, the likelihood of like GoDaddy. GoDaddy's the number one hosting site of websites in the world, pretty much. And they get hacked and have, he was telling me he's a big website design, he owns a website design company among many other things. He was telling me that GoDaddy's regularly getting their servers hacked and crashed. And people are literally losing their entire websites. And so they'll come back to him, or like he said, if he built the website in the last, you know, whatever, fine. They can put it back together. But a lot of these people come back and say, hey, you know, I lost my website. Can you help me get it back? And he'll be like, who built it? Well, it's so-and-so. Well, they're gone or they're out of business and they don't have records and it's gone. Okay. And he was telling me the threat of the big one is so real. It's so real, folks. It is just going to happen. There's people that have studied EMPs, electromagnetic pulse bombs. Folks, they are so, everything's available out there. They have got so much uranium-238 that is missing globally that they don't have any clue where it is. Everything they need to make an EMP bomb, there is so much excess. Plus, you have all these corrupt countries. You have Russia, China, you know, these countries they'll sell to the high bidder. I mean, if somebody has enough money, guess what? They'll sell to them, you know. Russia's the worst. And, you know, as things accelerate, and if people really get their hatred up towards Trump, which obviously we watch happen every day, it's just possible, okay? So you can own metals on paper or you can own them physically. On paper, you got the COMEX, you got exchange-traded funds, you got, you know, which they call ETFs, you've got all this kind of stuff. I would say, heck no, don't go near it. You really need to avoid that stuff like the plague. That's me. Now, you say, well, Kevin, you know, my broker or whatever. Okay, well, whatever. Your broker makes money by selling you stuff, okay? And you say, well, you do too, Kevin. Sure, I do. Once, I sell you a product. Here it is. Enjoy it. You can store it here if you'd like. You won't ever get a phone call from me saying, hey, Mr. Smith, let's flip-flop that and do a double whammy and we'll trade it into this and that. You know, we don't ever do that. We're terrible at that. Maybe we should be better. I mean, honestly, maybe we should. But I guess I have the radio show. But there are times to be a buyer and there are times to be a seller. Right now, folks, it really is time to be a buyer. I have a lot of friends that are big, big, big into real estate. And I'll tell you, you got to know what you're doing. I mean, there's people that think, you say, oh, real estate's good. So they think that all real estate's good. You know, they're going to jump on board. They're going to buy it all. It's all good. They go and, or they don't know what the next guy's going to want. Or, you need to know what you are doing when you're buying real estate because, well, if you're buying it either to sell or use for income, it better be desirable for, the next person down the road or you're not going to ever, you're not going to return anything on it. Plus the taxes, plus the maintenance, if you get into upper end real estate, and believe me, I've experienced this myself, you've got, all kinds of expenses that will get you good. And so you just got to know, when you get into real upper end real estate, you have to find the right buyers. They've got to know what you're doing. I mean, they've got to know how they've got to have a lot of money to buy it or whatever. So real estate, even though those things that are biblically attributed as true wealth are gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, and precious stones. And people are like, you can own human life. Well, human life, folks, is you and I. We produce wealth. We create wealth. God made us that so that we create wealth. That's what we do. And so it's so important that we understand. But the thing is with these different assets, some are good to have. If you want just immediate liquidity, you want metals. The bottom line is you want metals. They're immediately liquid. Now, right now, coins, folks, there's some of the stuff is crazy. They have drug everyone's eyes onto the paper markets. Now, if you look at metals in general, okay, precious metals pricing, it's actually crept up over the last, 3, 4, 5 years. But in general, it's level-ish. It may be making 5-6% a year, whatever it is, which is okay. But what's going on right now, and I want you to understand why it's okay. There is nothing, in my opinion, that you can safely or wisely buy right now that is going to do you very well, okay? The stock market, what does it do? It's like a yo-yo, isn't it? If you looked at look at a 1-year chart of it or whatever, and you'll see that it raced up post Trump election, and now it's just sitting there, just repeating itself over and over and over and over. You don't want to be part of that, in my opinion. It's too high. Okay, it's just too high. And will it? Can it? Crash, yes, it will and can crash. It has been all over the board. So, I personally say no. I say buy metals. Why? Okay, well, here's the deal. Why is the market up, the stock market? Of course, Trump will tell you it's all him and this and that. Folks, it's all hype. It's everybody jumping in. It's what it really, really is it's world money coming in. It's the U.S. dollars that we've sent overseas coming back home to roost. What is it? What does it really mean? It really means it's inflation. And it's an inflating dollar that is driving this thing up. That's really what it is. It's a dollar that just keeps going up and up and up. Well, that's an exaggeration. Badly. Sorry. Let's just say that according to the index, the dollar index, which is nothing more than a basket of currencies, the dollar is technically strong right now. So when you have invested your money in metals, let's put it this way. And I've had so many talks with people on every angle of this. There is nowhere. Let's just say right now you had 100 grand. I mean, people are like, yeah, right, Kevin, keep dreaming. I mean, I wish I had $100, okay? Well, I'm sorry I said that, okay? Say you have $100 or $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is, okay? Whatever. And I apologize that I get, you know, thinking that way because, you know, we do such a wide gamut. But do not ever, ever, ever think that we do not respect if you bring us $50, that we know that's your hard-earned, respectable money. I respect that as your money, and I will treat it as if it was 50 grand or $50 million. That's how we respect you as a customer. That's how we respect the fact that, you know, this is your wealth. We respect, and we respect that, okay? So my point is, let's say you have a, you know, some amount of money. You have, you know, of all the options, you have real estate. Okay, well, give that up because that's going to be, you know, it's a bubble right now. Everyone knows it's a bubble. It's another bubble. We're in a crazy bubble. Anybody, listen to me, anybody out there thinking of building right now, you are walking into a fool's trap. Okay, the cost of building materials is through the roof. It's absolutely uncomfortable. The most foolish thing you could ever do, and I don't think that people of the highest means are maybe listening to the show, but people who literally are thinking of building like big money properties, the absolute most foolish thing you could do is have an architect draw a plan, tell you what they think it should cost or what it should cost. Remember, architects, they don't care. I mean, number one. Number two, and doing time, what they call time and materials. Right now, disaster. I'm kind of connected with a lot of people that are in real big multi-million dollar real estate construction projects and developments. They are literally going, I mean, Vandevert Construction folks here in Spokane, Vandevert, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're huge. When I built my building, I went with a private individual from my church, and it was between him and Vandevert Construction. And at the time, I actually probably should have used Vandevert only because they were so good, they were so big, and they were so fast, and you know, and so good at design, and they were amazing, okay? They were a phenomenal company. They went bankrupt lately. Guess how they went bankrupt? They had two major construction projects, commercial, that they bid. By the time they finished the project, the cost of materials had skyrocketed on them so much that they lost millions of dollars and went bankrupt. I mean, and this is a company that literally has been doing this for at least, to my knowledge, for probably about 30 years. Okay? They're good. They're professional. So do not build a house right now. Do not build a house right now. If you want to a house, go out and buy one that's already existing. Go out and take, you know, get the value there because you cannot build for this level. And I say this, I just had a conversation with a friend yesterday who's a realtor and very, very successful. And he's dealing with this a lot. Builders are kind of hard up. I mean, they need the business because it's hard to get right now. And they're getting people in on time and materials and things like that. And it's just killing people. So the cost, I have a very, very good friend who's a principal in one of the largest or one of the top 10 Architectural Digest architectural firms in the U.S. And he's told me, Kevin, the cost of building has gone up 40 to 50% since I built my place. That much. I mean, it's nuts. So I don't need to spend a bunch of time on that. I think you get my point. If you're going to buy real estate, if you just have to buy a nice house, buy an existing property, that, you know, let someone else take the loss. I mean, you know, don't do it yourself. It's a stinger. That's one thing. And I guess that I went on tangent there. But the bottom line is with, you know, gold and silver, right now the dollar is supposedly strong. Now, it is strong. Okay. It's strong on a global basis. We have a dollar index, which is a basket of currencies they compare it against, right? So the dollar's strong. So here's the thing. If you have money and you don't know what to do with it, just that's why I said, let's say you had 100 grand or whatever. Gold's the best place to be. Now, gold and silver sitting kind of flat. It might be going down a little bit. But supposedly, and I say supposedly because it is all a smoke and mirrors game, but it's ultimately in the short run real, the dollar's strong. Okay, so the dollar is strong. So you can put your money in paper. You can put your money in metals. You can put your money wherever you put your money right now. It pretty much is going to look like it's sitting doing not much. And that's supposedly because of the strong dollar policy of Trump or whatever. The metals are a great, great, great value right now. You're going to look back, and I've done this for decades, and I, time and time again, I'm looking in the rearview mirror going, yeah, oh, so that's what was going on. You know, you look back and you're like, boy, I wish I would have, you know. But so simplistically, yes. The other thing that's happened is we do a lot of balanced portfolios. Dollars are very expensive or very inexpensive. There's a lot of numismatic stuff that's just so inexpensive. And if you understood the markets over time, you'd be like, well, you know, I'm not, you know, numismatic coins make me nervous or whatever. The bottom line is, folks, a lot of them are so inexpensive relatively, and they're cool, and they hold their value. It's early Americana. And what's really weird is from the beginning of even like Rome, and I've discussed this, from the absolute collapse of Rome, actually during the reign of Rome, their coins were collectible. And clear through today, they've been collectible. They've never stopped. They've never lost their money. And you think, well, that's crazy. That's thousands of years. The answer is yes. In Europe, they've always been collectible. Always. Good quality, you know, Caesar, Augustus, all, you know, the real good stuff has always been real good. I mean, I don't care if it's 300 AD or 600 AD or 900 AD or 1500 AD. They have remained collectible and desirable. Why do you think that they had the French Renaissance? You ever seen the quality of product built during the French Renaissance? I have a kind of a hutch in my house by my dining that we bought at, like I mentioned, that International Antique Show in Miami. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. It's from like, you know, it's 500 years old or whatever it is. I don't know. But it's all hand-carved wood and, I mean, you couldn't even duplicate it today. And the price I paid was so cheap relative to what's there. It's unheard of. It's just unheard of. And, you know, we've transitioned so drastically into this new era, which I don't personally like. The internet rules and runs everything. Google rules and runs everything. Everything's about money. Everything is about which websites produce the most income in pop-up ads. And then it's sickening, folks. It is just, it's sickening. It's frustrating to me because, man, I used to just love to do deep organic searches on the web and look for stuff and find really cool information. And then it's just harder and harder and harder to locate. Because it's literally blocked and hidden by Google, you know? So we live in a different era. Let's just all agree on that. Okay. And you go back to God's system. God's system is like, look, here's a physical element that I made that's real. It's going to be real till the end. And you got to think about this, folks. The Bible's crystal, crystal clear, right? You know, if you look at what the Bible says about, you know, gold and silver, it is absolutely, unquestionably the central form of currency or money, I guess. You know, what's ironic, the word silver means money. It means, you know, it's talking about money. It's the word for money. It's where it all comes from. Gold and silver is mentioned like something like 800 times in the Bible. You know, it's real money. So, what it starts out in Genesis chapter 2, money throughout the Bible, crazy but true. God constantly tells his people, the Israelites, go get their gold, get their silver, take it, conquer, take it. You know, when they get the Exodus, he says you get all their gold and silver, you know, and on it goes. And then Solomon, what's he do? He sends people all over the world to get all the gold. And then, you know, they mine it and he's rich and he builds the temple, the greatest thing probably ever built for God on earth. And other than the Great Pyramid, which, yes, I do believe was built for God by God as the cornerstone of the earth. And I think it plays a great biblical role. But anyway, I won't get into that right now. But the second temple, the Temple of Solomon, solid gold, just solid gold. And then, of course, you know, conquered by the Babylonians, they take all the gold. And, you know, everything goes this way. Christ comes to the earth, and the very first gift he gets is gold. Gold and silver throughout heaven it's mentioned just continuously. It matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. Okay? So the bottom line, you know, people buy it. I get so many people that want to buy it for, like, fire insurance. Like, when all hell breaks loose, I want my bag of silver. And it's like, good. That will definitely do that for you. But in the meantime, why don't you have it because it's biblical and because it's wise? And, you know, there's people that don't understand that if you have money just sitting in savings, say you have money set aside for a rainy day or to protect against, you know, house damage or emergencies or whatever, buy metals. It's a savings account, right? You just, you get it. It sits there. It stays there. When you're ready to liquidate, it liquidates. We will see in our, you know, in the next decade or two, something really hairy is going to happen. I was just showing someone the other day. We have, you know, you go to the U.S. debt clock, which I had up on my computer, but I brought it down just because it runs constantly and I'm afraid it eats up memory. But $1 million per taxpayer is one location of what we owe. It's absolutely, and if you go to usdebtclock.org, I'm not kidding you, liability per taxpayer is like $986,000. So you're not paying that off, right? We're done, right? So what do? Do you sit and you pay on this forever? I mean, is that smart? You know, of course it's not. So who gets the interest? That's where we talk about, like, oh, China's holding all of our debt. So China's getting all the interest. They're getting all the profit. We're leveraged to them. That matters. And then we've talked about trade deficits and all this stuff. The thing that Trump's missing is the fact that they own us. I mean, they literally own us on paper. So no matter what you have for money right now, folks, there's different seasons and different cycles. Many of us wait for an emergency. We wait for an alarm to go off, and then we panic, and then we attack, and then we, you know, it's too late then. Just be wise. Be solid. Be steady. Be calm. Just work through it, right? Just keep going. Buy metals. Get your 401k and IRA rolled over. The value is there. You will get the run in metals that you see in the stock market right now. It's coming. Probably sooner than later. There is an entire system dedicated to Donald J. Trump's failure, sadly, folks. We have hit a two-party system that was warned of by our founding fathers like you cannot believe. Okay? So, I just had up U.S. debt clock. I'm going to close it because it probably will eat up all my memory. We've got, you know, we know the love of money is wrong and all that, but we know We know that the Bible is filled with God blessing people financially. Another concept that is, I started to touch on last week. Well, let's do a quick rundown. Let me hit a few different news sources and a few different things I got here. I love this. Trump's enemies suggest he's doing Russia's bidding at the NATO conference. I won't even get into it. It makes no sense. And there's so much. Everything kind of centers around Trump, doesn't it? It's just, it isn't the news just filled with hate and anger and, you know, here's another one. Cynthia Nixon announces she's a Democratic Socialist, too. Shapiro at Jewish Journal, hysteria over judicial nominee, you know, and blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on. It's really one of my problems. You know, how about this one? Meghan Markle, that's the girl that married one of, or is marrying, or I don't know if they did. I think they got married. One of the princes of England, she says she's pleased that Ireland legalized abortion. How about this guy? There's one. They say that the guy that the controversial millionaire, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. America's changing its ways. Oh, come on. So here's a guy they say, this is an expert. America's changing in ways that are hard to understand and even harder to predict. Do you ever feel like what used to be called common sense is now mocked by a biased and arrogant mainstream? You know, this is about a guy who predicted the 08 meltdown. What's he predicting here? Let's read it. Do you find yourself confused and alarmed by the anger and violence in America's streets and college campuses? Are you concerned by recent big swings in the stock market? Is it too late to secure a nest egg or retirement fund? And you know, do you feel this way, folks? I mean, are you like, yeah, I missed the boat. It's over. It's too late. I'm broke. So I would say, you know, the answer is obviously no, you know. And the answer is there. It's never too late. You know, why is the billionaires, what are the billionaires doing right now? Word is gold and silver, just they're piling it up. They're getting out of real estate and they're getting into precious metals. And I honestly think that makes sense. They're talking about this expert who made a career out of major predictions, which are more often spot on. They're always spot on, or more often than not, they say he predicted the biggest trends and events of the past three decades well before they happened. He, you know, the forecast of, you know, the rising gold prices right around when gold was 275 and it eventually ended up around almost 2000. You know, the out of control banks with reckless lending practices, that is still going on. The debt levels are just astoundingly beyond phenomenal. Be wary of banks that are heavily involved in consumer credit field. Where is it all going to lead? And folks, we will see a wave of bank failures, right? I mean, we're going to see a wave of bank failures. I mean, it just, you cannot just load everybody up on unsecured debt and have it last forever. I know. I was a banker. That stuff blows up eventually in your face. And as we just rack people up higher and higher and higher, I cannot tell you how many people I talk to that are in mass alarm. I mean, I talked to a guy today who's been in a certain industry 30 years, and he's good at it. He's very good at it. And his company is now, you know, call centers, he was an outside rep for him and, you know, very good at what he does. And now they have call centers, you know, basically selling the product, you know. So you call for a basic, like, you know, something that's very specific, horticulture, the treatment of trees, things with chemicals, all this kind of stuff in order to, you know, treat bark beetle and, you know, real scientific stuff. And now they've got a call center from the Philippines or something trying to sell people the product to save paying a commission. And this guy's been doing it for 30 years, and he's, you know, he's watched his income drop. He's watched his company loyalty die. That's the biggest thing that's going on right now is people's the lack of company loyalty. Everybody's taken on the Walmart model. They're people are a commodity. In fact, they're taking terrible advantage. My heart goes out to those people who are trying to live this way. My heart goes out to them. It just does. It really goes out to them. It's like, you want to live this way? Fine. But folks, be careful. I mean, be careful. So anyway, he talked the reckless lending practices, the unsecured consumer debt, which I've been around, the economic changes that cripple companies like General Motors and Sears were predicted by this guy. You know, he went on and it goes on and on like this, and I won't get into all of it. But bottom line is he's predicting another wave of you know, we've got this political correctness thing that's washed over the world like a tsunami of raw sewage. It's dangerous, dishonest, and destructive. There was once, you know, I don't even know where to go on this stuff. I mean, politics produces nothing, right? It's all about who decides who gets what at whose expense. That's what politics has become. The one thing about Trump is that he seemed to want a detente, you know, to even be friendly with the Russians. It's always smart. Trump says, you know, you have nothing to lose by having a decent relationship with these people. And the media wants everybody to hate everybody. Without Western ideas, the whole world would resemble Africa or Cambodia or Mongolia. Not even today, but 200 years ago. If you really think about it, without Western ideas, where would we be? I mean, without Western ideas, where would we be? We would be in tribalism. Well, what are Western ideas? Western ideas are the influence of Jesus Christ on planet Earth, okay? I mean, that's exactly what Western ideology is. It is Christianity incarnate. That's what it is. So I would love more than anything to be able to contrast the world, what the world would be like with or without Christ. Without Christ, folks, we would be in the darkest, deepest pit, which could very well be very similar looking to what happened before the Great Flood. So, you know, without going any deeper, basically this whole thing I was reading is just too much. So we've got welfare issues. We've got this immigration stuff going on. That's very, you know, you've got liberals slamming the door. They demand illegal immigration. States have lost their state rights. You know, we've got Colin Kaepernick. Remember him, Mr. Neal, during the, whatever you call it, during the national anthem, right? And he gets what? Glorified. He's just a scam artist. You know, Obama destroys race relations. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm just kind of going through a highlight of this guy's prediction for the future of America. He talks about all this stuff. He said, he said, you might not want to hear it, but stocks are certainly in a bear market. Chances are much better that stocks will drop another 50% from here than they'll gain 50%. So think about that. The odds, he says, the odds are 95% that stocks will drop 50% against the odds that they'll go up. So be smart, right? Wouldn't you, you know, when he said similar things in 2007, the Wall Street Journal says this idiot expects a housing collapse to take down the U.S. economy. But excessive pessimism is unwarranted. Fears of a housing bubble are overblown. Well, of course, because they all have their money in the market, right? And then what followed after that? The biggest financial meltdown since the Great Depression. And here we are again. And what caused the Great Depression? Oh, that's right, the fiat currency system. You know, and I could just, like I said, I could just keep going on and on with this stuff. The Western civilization, they you have to realize we've got a huge group of people around the world, you know, global warming, right? Everything is anti-America. Who pays the price for global warming? We don't even contribute, hypothetically, but it's all to beat us up. There's just so much on this stuff. And then every patriot, every contrarian, every Christian, and everyone who doesn't want to drink this Kool-Aid needs to be prepared financially. And you can be prepared for survivalism. I think that's smart. I think yesterday I was coming into work. The traffic was so bad. It took me an hour to turn around and go back about 5 miles. That was just for who knows what. And by the way, I wish if anybody knows anybody that controls Spokane traffic, please tell them. Learn from the big cities. I mean, you get these police that line up alongside of the road and they run their lights and you get all these rubberneckers. Folks, don't slow down just to see if you can see blood and guts on the road. If something goes down, drive, just keep driving on I-90. It's crazy. It's just crazy. So you've got this racist, you know, contention going on. You've got so many different things that are, you know, they're saying now the biggest stock, worst crash in 50 years. So you've got we are in a bubble, folks. How could we not be in a massive bubble? How could we not be in a massive bubble? You know, they're saying, oh, some people say buy bonds. Some people say, I say just buy metals. Just do what God says. The FDIC is going to fail. They can't back up all these insured accounts. They don't have any money. You know, the FDIC has no money. Go look it up. They have $13 million. Was another huge bailout. Oh, we'll just print more currency, right? They're trying to do this universal basic income, which is essentially being implemented, you know, through welfare. I don't know. We've got a lot of things to consider. So I did not. We've got division among the states, racial tension, the most disturbing trends in America. You know, whites are hated. The Soviet Union is kind of our, I don't know what you'd call it, our nemesis. You know, we've got this supposed drug epidemic, which is really just the DEA trying, or the government trying to get more funding to continue to control people's civil rights. We've got a debt crisis. This is all in this guy's, I'm looking through this thing, this guy's predictions for the future. Digital currency, he says, technology, he said, one technology that will send digital currency to zero. That's cyber currency, you know, your Bitcoin. Technology is going to destroy it. God made one form of currency. That's precious metals-based assets, hard assets, and that's it. I'll leave it at that. Folks, you get the point. I'm just telling you, and I had no intention of doing this today, but your money will sit right now anywhere you go, and it's just real estate or anything. It's just going to sit. So get into metals and sit and wait and just wait. You know, do portfolios. If you've got some savings, just let us build you a little portfolio. There's some stuff like I've mentioned, these deep cameo Franklins and Kennedy, you know, one of a kind stuff that, you know, the very first off the dies of some of the most famous coins ever made, most well-known. You know, great values, just stuff that was $10,000, you know, 7 years ago that's now $1,200, okay? There's some good value there. You think about, you know, God can do anything, and we need to absolutely live as if that were true. You know, I said I was going to go read Proverbs, and here we are. I've got very few time left. So Proverbs 11, the Proverbs of the day, I talked about where it says a false balance is an abomination of the Lord. And then Proverbs 2, when pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Integrity is good, right? Now, remember this. Righteousness delivers from death in the day of wrath. Riches obviously don't. That's why the other thing in the Bible, it talks about people casting their gold and silver in the streets on the final day of wrath on earth. But what does that tell you? It tells you gold and silver lasted. It made it, okay? We've got a weird chokehold on this world right now. And I'm just telling you, folks, it's a troubling time. People are doing the bandwagon, yay, Trump, but I mean, we've just got, you know, Trump's trying to do what he can. He's running around trying to make certain differences. He's pardoned some stuff and allowed some clemency that I think is nice and neat, but it's always very public cases. He's not letting out people that are not, you know, almost that won't benefit him, which kind of bothers me because I believe in doing what is right. I mean, like I've said, I'd love to be president. People are like, you're crazy. I would love it. There's so many people that are improperly incarcerated. Our prisons are full of nonviolent criminals. Not that I encourage embezzlement or anything like that, but, you know, some people get mandatory minimum sentences. I knew a kid, folks, back when he was 20, had a friend get busted dealing drugs through the feds, and this kid called him and begged him to accept a package in the mail for him full of drugs. And he's like, dude, I'm not into this. This isn't my thing. Come on. I don't want it. Oh, come on. Please take it. Please take it. Please take it. So he goes, look, I'll just drop it off and then I'll pick it up. And I just want you to, you know, I can't ship it here. I don't even know the deal. So he literally like FedExes the guy a huge quantity of these pills. Well, the feds jump in, mandatory minimum sentence, 10 years. And then they're telling this kid, go find other people you can set up and then we'll negotiate with you and bring it down. And he's like, I don't know anybody. I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not a drug user. This was my good friend who just sucked me in. It was a long mess. And I mean, it just, you know, that kind of stuff just doesn't make sense. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. When a wicked man dies, now think of that too. The greed is a crazy thing. People, when it comes to financial stuff like I deal in, so many people will make the dumbest decisions based on greed. They just, you know, they don't, oh, I don't want to buy metals. They're too high. I could have had them at this and I have this and that. And, oh, you know, my broker offers this. And I want to say thank you, Lord, too. I've had a number of people that have listened to me and avoided getting devastated by annuities. I'm out of time, or I would tell you stories that I've gotten. A lady who was in her 70s got her son called her $1.8 million annuity. She died. There was no death benefit. All the money was lost. I mean, just story after story after story, folks. Annuities, whole life, all that stuff. Get away from it. You know, you get Dave Ramsey, he goes, oh, you know, well-balanced mutual funds always last, always win in the end. No, they don't. You know, rising tide raises all ships and a sinking tide brings them all down. That's one of the problems with stocks. Mutual fund is stock. Folks, we're at 26,000 on the Dow, right? I mean, what, like 7 years ago we were at 7? That's a little overkill, especially when it's not based on any equity, any increase in productivity in the U.S., I am just telling you, and I have people, they'll say, oh, I'm in a conservative fund. I've got a good friend who works for the federal government, and he's got a chunk, like $1 million. He's like, well, I'm in their most conservative fund. And then he tells me, he's like, God, Kevin, I lost like 5.5%. And he goes, they told me that I couldn't lose in this fund. It's so conservative. And I'm like, how in the world are you losing 5.5% when the market's up? He goes, I don't know. But I'm like, dude, get in. Let's get you into some metals. So, you know, we moved him in. He's already got quite a bit. But, you know, folks, just. If you do what God says, I mean, haven't you found that always somehow works out? and he can bless you when you do it to honor him and you follow his things. Now, a couple quick things I want to touch on a little late, but Google reviews. Here's the deal. Remember, you do a review for us, a five-star positive review that says you did business with us or whatever. If you have, I hope you have. But if you haven't, come and do it and whatever. Five-star review, we'll give you a free Morgan Silver dollar. Okay? It's worth 20-some bucks. You do three reviews like Google, Bing, and Yahoo or whatever, we'll give you 2 ounces of silver. Great deal. Go do it. Help us out. Really makes a difference. Matters to us. And then just call us and we'll verify it. I mean, I'll admit, you know, there's people that'll turn around and get 2 ounces of silver and just turn around and sell them right back. Whatever. Okay, folks? But think about it. Can you spare 30 minutes or whatever to get, you know, 40 bucks or whatever? I mean, if you can't, you got a real good job because you're making at least 80 bucks an hour, and I want to know where you work because you're killing it. And it helps us out because it's the world we live in, and we thrive on that stuff. It's super important to us. Also, folks, if you got questions and you want to have stuff evaluated, give us a call. I know I got a couple people I got to call back. I'll try to, in fact, remember that tonight after the show, and we can talk. One in particular has got a pretty sizable history with us. But thank you for that. And folks, if you've called before and you haven't gotten called back, I'm gone a lot. My hours are crazy. I'm doing other stuff. Please call back. If you've got IRAs, 401ks or whatever, call and leave a message. Just realize I'm going to probably call you in the evening just because of the way the schedules work. You're going to get, I mean, I'll call people. A lot of times I'm talking on the phone at 8, 9 at night. It's just what fits my, it's just the way I can do it. Otherwise there's no time during the day. It's a little difficult, but I just thank you for your loyalty, for your commitment, you know, and understanding what we're talking about here. The show went all over today and as it usually does, but folks, just do the right thing. I mean, just get your money balanced and locked down before the big one hits. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Take care. See you. Bye-bye.